Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace.
Hello, 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 hello.
In an extraordinary place.
USA, baby, there you go.
With the stars and stripes. And the eagle flies.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of What's on Your Mind. It feels like a Monday.
It's a big old land with
cows. I'm Scott Henin. Kevin Flynn is here, and we invited Jay Thomas to the Jay Thomas Show and Rides to come on over here and
hard work pays off the witch.
Spend a little time with us, too, on the big question of the day. Are you excited that Doug Burgum is running for President of the United States? Is it good news? Is this a good thing for North Dakota? Kev is a little laissez-faire on this, Jay.
I mean, if you got $30, $40 million laying around you want to waste, why not?
Hey. It must be nice. I mean, honestly.
Oh, absolutely. I'm all... You go, Doug. Absolutely. There isn't, he doesn't have a chance in any world to get elected, but...
Kevin,
I mean,
is just a wet blanket under this, on this
whole
thing.
Well, you know, I mean, it's good for North Dakota.
There you go.
It gets North Dakota in the spotlight, gets a focus on our ag, our energy, but Kevin's right. Doug does not have a chance. And here's why Doug doesn't have a chance. A couple of reasons. Number one... He just does not have the national name recognition. Now, yes, he's got tons of money. You spend the money, you get your name out there. It takes a long time. You know, Trump did this because Trump's Trump. Everybody knew Trump already. There's name recognition, but again, it gets North Dakota in the spotlight. Now, that could also be a bad thing because we don't want a bunch of creeps moving to North Dakota. But I think what Doug is doing here, He's playing the end game, guys. He wants in on a cabinet.
Well,
whether it's Trump or DeSantis.
That's what Secretary of the Interior, whatever.
Well,
yeah.
You know,
I agree.
Schaefer, Secretary of Ag?
Mm-hmm. I can't envision Doug Burgum working for somebody else.
But you're really not. I mean, you know, was Schaefer really working for Bush? No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, he was running 100,000 employees in the Department of Agriculture. No. You're right. He had a whole lot of responsibility, but he still was carrying out the policy of the.
You're carrying out the policy, but you're carrying out the policy. You're put into that position because the vision is basically the same as who's in the White House.
So. My big question is this: you know, is this a good thing for North Dakota?
No, I think it is.
Yeah. I think it is. I think it's. I think it's great to have a candidate from North Dakota. It's a very rare thing. Does it ever happen?
I don't think it ever has. I don't know. I don't think it has.
So I think
for North Dakota, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of folks that too. You know, the Republican Party that feel Governor Burgum is a rhino. They really do. I mean, that's the truth. He's got to prove himself to a lot of Republicans out there.
I'm not here to defend Doug Burgum. Huh? But I don't know how he's gotten that rhino label. And I think the people who are in charge of assigning rhino labels need to realize if everybody's a rhino, nobody's a rhino.
No, well.
A rhino to me is somebody that, and by the way, there's a lot of them in the state legislature because you can't win in North Dakota without having an R behind your name.
Yeah.
Right? That's why there's a supermajority of Republicans. So they exist. They to me are somebody that, is using the R name to get elected,
of course,
but they have all kinds of Democratic tendencies.
Sure.
What in Doug Burgum's? Now, I will say during COVID there was way too much. You know, the mask mandate was a prime example.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Democratic move. That was not a Ron DeSantis move. Okay.
No.
But beyond that, every piece of legislation he signed that I can think of is conservative legislation. I don't know why he gets the Rhino label.
I don't follow it close enough, you know, to understand why he gets it either. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, yeah, this is good for North Dakota, but there has been one politician in my entire life, and not even a politician, that I got excited for, and that was Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, I got like, okay, I'm into this now. But otherwise, I could, you know, I like DeSantis. Not like excited like I was for Trump, because you knew it was coming, you know, he's going to kind of follow.
I think we like DeSantis because he could win.
Yeah.
We see him as a guy that would win.
Like I said, I'm a DeSantis guy, but when it comes to politicians, I'm so burnt out on government. I started my own political party, by the way, and everybody's welcome to join. It's called the Garage Party.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just, that's my political party. That's just sit in a garage, have some beers, and figure this stuff out. Garage Party.
Sounds like a name of a band or something. Is live entertainment included with that?
Well, it just depends on how many beers the guys have. And there could be live entertainment. Yeah, I think, you know, it's just the same rhetoric out of Washington. I mean, we've always known, too, that Washington's lied to us, the government's lied to us. But we see it on blatant display now, where they blatantly lie, and they don't even care anymore. They just don't care. They don't care. They're not in it for the people. It's all about what they can get for themselves.
Did I hear this correctly, that the one person that got you excited about politics, the only politician you've even thought of speaking favorably of, was Donald Trump?
Well, not favorably of, no, but I mean, that actually got me excited, because I said for years, before Trump walked down the stairs in Trump Tower in 15, I said years before that on my show, I said, here's the problem with America. The problem with America is it is a business, and it needs to be ran like a business. And I said the person that can run this country like a business is Donald Trump. I said that years before he ran. And I remember so many people when he ran, I was so excited when he ran, like, finally, we're going to get somebody in here that's got a set on him, that's going to run it like a business. And how many people just thought that was the dumbest thing? Oh, my, this is never going to happen.
Well,
never going to happen. And you look at all the people who went, okay, wait a minute. No, this. And I think the thing with
look
Trump,
at how many people from the private sector have been shunned out of D.C. over the
exactly.
decades.
Exactly.
They can't have anybody like that in there.
No, it's, you know.
So why are you for DeSantis now?
I just, because DeSantis, he kept Florida free.
You cut and run on Trump?
I'm not cutting and running on Trump. Don't try to toss me under the bus, buddy. No, if it's DeSantis or it's Trump, either one, I'm going to vote for him. I like them both. At this point, I don't want to see these two, and it's happening. And I'm kind of disappointed in DeSantis to this extent. I was hoping that he was going to go into this thing knowing that Trump is going to beat the living H out of him. That's just what Trump does. And just ignore it for the most part, and just tell us what you're going to do. Let us see DeSantis and his America. But already it's getting ugly, and I don't want these two to do this
grudge match.
I mean, but you're dealing with Trump. That's just the way Donald is.
There's no possible way Donald Trump is not going to take out an opponent.
Exactly. He's a fighter.
Although I would say he is being relatively quiet on the downfield, folks, where he's directing most of his ire at DeSantis, and, mm-hmm. and less on.
Because he knows that's the biggest threat.
Tim Scott and Nikki Haley, and here's the question. And obviously you're going to talk Burgum and Trump and DeSantis and everything else. But I'm curious if we think Doug Burgum joining this race, which officially he is June 7th, he's in the race.
Yeah,
he's just announcing it on June 7th in Fargo is a good thing for North Dakota. That's my big question here. Among the crew. Ty and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ty.
Hey, Scott. Hold on. Let me turn my headphones off. Sorry, buddy. Hold on. Hey, so my biggest concerns with Doug are, you know, he got to him a little bit in downtown. He seemed like a great guy when he was coming up. And that campaign he had in the beginning was pretty incredible. I mean, remember, I think he had a single-digit chance when he started off in North Dakota. But
true.
What he's grown into, you know, becoming so wealthy, kind of entering that class, that more of what it feels like that globalist class. I'm concerned.
We lose you, Ty?
view has become more globalist. Oh, did I lose you?
No, we got you. We got you back.
You there?
Yep, got you back.
You got? I'm sorry, Scott. I'll start over. No, so I'll make it quick. My concern with Doug is just that he has all this money and this success turned him into more the globalist mentality where he's hanging out with these guys. And, you know, where was I don't recall him being up in arms about the Chinese thing in Grand Forks. And you know, he's got the social media connections, which I think would be a power to him, all his social media links, you know, his digital, you know, his whatever, those guys, you know, his California, whatever. But my point is that he changed from a guy from Arthur to a more leaning towards the ideas of the globalist. So that's my concern with Doug.
Interesting. All right. And that's less a Rhino thing and more sort of what circles he runs in.
No.
Yeah.
Which you see happen to a lot of politicians.
I'm talking about legislature. I'm just talking about...
Yeah, good points, Ty. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. You mentioned the Fufang deal in Grand Forks. The governor was initially for that and vocally.
Yep.
And as someone that obviously has, when he had his time at Great Plains Software and later at Microsoft, dealt with folks internationally.
Yeah.
So that's why, but he did later,
I just think
after the Air Force Base came out against it.
Well, I think he saw the backlash from North Dakotans and went, okay, I better get on board with not wanting this thing.
He did. He flipped on that one, no doubt about it. All right, take a quick break, 17 past the hour. More calls, welcome on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Spring is here, and the scenery while driving down the road will soon be filled with farm machinery planting this year's crop. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. As fieldwork begins, we want to remind you to take extra caution when approaching large, slow-moving machinery traveling down the road. A successful crop year is one that is accident-free. Irie Insurance offers all lines of insurance, and we would love the opportunity to visit with you. For our contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have fun at PetroServe USA on Friday. That was an absolute blast.
Oh, man. What a great way. Hold on. Great. Is that Kentucky Headhunters? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, you were at Petro on Friday, right?
Best bumper music in the business right there.
It's been, well,
gives Ronnie a run.
No, well, can I give you a little secret? I give Ronnie a list every day. Here.
And you can tell, let me know if I can help.
I love Ronnie, but I can tell when Ronnie's like, it's like, Ronnie, didn't we like hear that bumper song like five times this week? All right, I know you're busy, buddy. I'll make a list for you.
We were at PetroServe USA on Friday, and we had an absolute blast. And we gave away a ridiculous amount of $20 gift cards from PetroServe USA. People come in from all over, which was a blast. Just a great time and great food. Always a good time. And, of course, today, if you're looking for a lunch that breaks the mold, not the same old, same old, how about Salisbury Steak on 45th Street? Also in Euland today at PetroServe USA. Beef Noodles in Glendon. Swedish Meatballs, MP Avenue. Downtown Fargo, Beef Noodles, 12th Avenue, and I-29. Meatloaf or Chicken Tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. And Valley City is Hot Beef Sandwich or Chicken Pot Pie. The goodies up, all kinds of things. Too many to list in Harwood today. PetroServe USA, home cooking. Grab and go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you.
Right there, baby. Right.
701-271-1100 is our telephone number. You can text us at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054 to Texas. Question of the day. Doug Burgum is officially in as a vice presidential candidate. North Dakota has, we believe, the first ever presidential candidate seeking the Republican nomination. He'll announce officially in Fargo on June the 7th, which is next week. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think of that? Good news or bad news? Good idea, bad idea? Do you support it? Do you love it? Is it fantastic? You can think he's a long shot, which, look, he obviously is a long shot, right? I mean, he'd say that himself.
Sure.
I've heard some people say Jimmy Carter was a long shot, too. And, you know, nobody heard of Jimmy Carter from little Georgia, peanut farmer, you know, the whole thing. That was pre-social media.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He,
I just think it's a good thing for North Dakota. I think it's awesome. I really do.
I do, too. I do, too. But, you know, he's got to hit the ground running fast and hard to get his name out there to have any kind of a chance. Because let's be honest.
You know what does that, don't you?
Mula and the right people work in social media. That's the key, too. But you're going up against two powerhouses, man, Trump and DeSantis. And, again, I just wish these two would just sit down and go, look, man, let's do this ticket together. Ron, it's yours after I'm done. You
can't do that until after the primary, though.
I know.
That's the thing.
I know.
That's part of the. So you that's gotta why, wonder, that's why I got popcorn.
What are you trying to do?
That's why I got lots of popcorn.
You gotta wonder if these two. See, there's times I'm sitting in my garage, going, I wonder if these two really, if this is just a game,
right?
You know,
I know where you're going.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get them all worked. Let's get them all worked up. Let's mess, and then, you know what? Behind us, he's like, well, you know you're going to be my VP,
exactly.
Right, Ron?
Let's do this.
Uh-huh.
You come out, I'll attack you. We'll spar for a while. But when we come back and lay the swords down, we'll be the dream ticket.
Exactly.
Nothing, I would do that.
Nothing gets me more excited than the idea of a Trump DeSantis. I mean, it's just...
I got goosebumps. I'm serious.
That's a slam dunk.
I would run a 12-year campaign. I would say, look, here's what we are in a mess of all messes right now in this country. Give us the next 12 years and look what we can do, you know? And you can have a check on our progress every 4 years,
yep.
You know, and decide how we're doing. That'd be fabulous.
I really do.
Well, and the problems DeSantis could solve and what he could learn from the vice presidency for 4 years.
See, that's the thing.
Would tee him up.
That gets him in office, that gets him in Washington, that gets him around the world.
And if they are the 3D, 5D chess players that we think Trump and his team are, we talk about they've been ahead on so many things. That's tactics, guys. That's having great foresight and vision to how to win the championship.
Yep.
Not just win the game today.
Yep.
That's how do we put the team together to win the championship?
That is called the art of war.
Amen.
If Donald Trump is known for anything, it's you know, ripping the living daylights out of someone and then forgetting it the next day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, he's you know, he'd like, oh, hey, my buddy now. You're it's all sort of showbiz and punch down and then the next day forget it. Jim in Fargo, what do you think of Doug Burgum as a presidential candidate?
You're talking to me, Jim?
You are the Jim we're talking to. Yep, go ahead.
Tony. Yeah, I'll tell you what. What I'm thinking is, why do we need another monotone speech reader on the gal darn president? That's all he is. Burnham, if you ever listen to him, he is about as bad as DeSantis. He just reads from a script, and he can just put you right to sleep.
All right, so you don't like his speech style. You don't like his speech style, but is it good that he's from North Dakota and a presidential candidate?
Well, there's some things that he should have just kept those oil drills just pumping and told the Democrats where to shove it on that pipeline too. But that's another thing. But we don't need a. You just take up space, take it up some air.
Yeah, I would love it if he would have kept pumping oil too, but he'd probably be in jail right now because
it doesn't work that way.
It's on federal lands, and you know, not much choice there. But thank you, Jim. Appreciate that.
So I'm thinking Jim would be a big fan if the Trump DeSantis ticket, they win it, and they would, then they make Burgum Secretary of Energy.
I think you're right. I think he's angling for a cabinet post.
Yeah, Interior Energy. Yeah. He could fill a number, and you know. I don't know what the tech thing. I mean, yeah.
You know, the other thing I would say, guys, is that when you have a lot of money, as the governor does, and the Forbes piece is pretty enlightening. I wrote my column about it this weekend. Doug Burgum has a lot more money than I knew he had, and the Forbes piece has you know, done some research on that.
What do they have him at?
It's billions. It's billions.
That is I thought it was like 1.2.
I got to tell you this story, guys, real quick, because you're talking about Forbes piece, your piece. So when Burgum was running for the governor, first go around, I had him in the studio, and I said, well, you know, campaign wise, you're going to be sitting fine. I mean, good Lord, Doug, you're a billionaire, and he's like, I wish people would quit calling me a billionaire. I am not a billionaire. And you're saying Forbes is saying what?
He's a billionaire.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Now,
a quick search will show you that. $1.2 billion, roughly. Best guess?
Yeah, I mean, the numbers
are good for him.
Absolutely.
Investments.
And for a company you started, I mean,
Where I started with this, though, was, you know, when you have that amount of money and you can go to the campaign store, like you and I, if we went to Best Buy, we'd buy one of everything if we were billionaires, right?
One
of everything. He goes to the political, consultant store and buys one of everything. Okay? Every bell and whistle that he can get. And guess what? Consultants then go, you could be president. Here's the path to be president. Just pay me X and you could be president.
Well, that's what it is. I've always said, when you get to the national level of politics, you know, I'm talking Washington, D.C., whether you're congressman, senator, president. Let's be honest. That is the ultimate toy in your toolbox or your garage. It's the toy you don't have. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And you pay for that toy.
You're going to pay for that toy. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. All right. This was fun. Thanks, Jay.
You got it, buddy.
Appreciate it. When we come back, we're going to break down this debt deal a little, Kev. And, would you vote yes or no on the debt deal? You let us know where you're at on that. Big debate happening in the Rules Committee as we speak.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. Multiple Memorial Day weekend shootings across the USA have left at least 16 people dead and dozens injured.
The gun violence happened at a variety of locations in at least 8 states. Shootings in and around Chicago accounted for more than 8 deaths during the holiday weekend. In Arizona, a 20-year-old suspect was taken into custody in connection with multiple shootings that left 4 people dead. Elsewhere, 3 people were killed and 5 others were injured after a shooting at a motorcycle rally in New Mexico on Saturday night. I'm Skip Kelly.
Russian authorities said today drones struck several buildings, including residential blocks in Moscow, blaming Ukraine for the first attacks on civilian areas deep inside the country since Russia's invasion last year. A Ukrainian presidential aide denied Kyiv was directly involved in the Moscow attacks, but said, quote, Ukraine was enjoying watching the events and forecast more to come, end quote. Lance Pry, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Our chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki, tell us a bit ago that we are going to have unseasonably warm weather for a while here. I think that's a reason alone to get the hot spring spas and pool tables, too, because you can enjoy every day made better in a super pool. These are splash super pools from hot spring spas and pool tables, too. They're made in the USA, 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Jay has one of these. Loves them. You set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 a month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck. Turn your backyard into an oasis, and you can have it set up in less than an hour. I mean, literally in this weather, in the next 10 days, unseasonably warm, you'd have a pool in the backyard for less than $50 a month. You think that's any good or what? You hear that news story that Ty was talking about green burials?
Yeah,
evidently North Dakotans are not in favor of this. We're really low on the list. They did one of those dumb surveys where, you know, are you for a green burial? AARP online poll, 45% of participants indicated they would choose green burial over traditional burial or cremation when given the choice.
It's a big deal in Minnesota, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Oh, yeah. They even have an association.
I'm so shocked.
Oh, yeah, the Minnesota Green Burial Association. Oh, yes.
Okay, what exactly is a green burial?
I think it's really earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust type thing. I mean,
you just dump you in the ground.
Yeah, they pretty much make fertilizer out of you.
Hmm. Is that right, huh?
Yep.
Shallow grave.
Yep.
Biodegradable coffin.
You have to have a timely burial because unlike cremation or embalming, there's none of that. You are how you are. You're going bad, you got to get you in the ground.
No permanent memorial either.
A lot of cemeteries don't permit them. Yeah.
No,
I read a little bit about it.
No permanent memorial.
Yeah. It's just a biodegradable something or another or wherever. You got to keep up on where your loved one is because there won't be any headstone or anything.
I don't know. I'm not for it, I don't think. No memorial is what? So what is the deal? No.
No memorial as far as a headstone goes. No.
Right.
Nothing. No imprint. No footprint.
You're not going to know that I'm there.
Yeah, pretty much. No. Well, we'll know because you're by the tree.
You're by the tree. Like,
you know, maybe you got a little wood cross thing, and eventually that'll.
I don't know. It sounds like a memorial to me.
Well, it can't be permanent like that. Permanent memorial.
I wonder what our Catholic teaching would be on that. On that deal. It'd be interesting to know. Especially since Catholics, there's something, as I recall, in the catechism where you visit.
Yep.
That's, you visit the grave. You keep the grave up. But this, like you say, I guess the tree marker, but, a few generations down, that's going to be.
Man, I won't have one. I'm going to be cremated.
Nobody's going to know.
I'm an organ donor. Take everything you can use and
I can't do the cremation.
Give the ashes. Yep, I'll be.
Can't do the cremation thing.
Got three places I want to be. Have my ashes spread, if God willing, that my my family can do that for me. Get your wishes in writing, whatever they are. That's just me.
I don't know. This is something in the news. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to.
No, I saw it earlier.
Creepy about it.
Yeah, I know. It's like green burial. I saw the same thing. I was like, what the heck is this?
North Dakota.
Oh, so I saw the word green, though. I kind of figured.
This is why I love North Dakota.
Oh, natural, baby.
This is why I love North Dakota.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's a natural funeral for one person.
All right, before we get to this debt deal, and I do want to know what you would vote on the debt deal, and you can call us at 271-1100 or text us at 237-1590. By the way, next hour, Mr. Minnesota, Jason Lewis, will be here. His book, great book, by the way, is out on the audiobook now. And we're going to give one of those away in the program. Also, Todd Benzman checking back at the border. We're not going to forget what's going on at the border. We're not going to be like the rest of the media that's moved on. You notice that, Kev? They've moved on. They aren't following the fast pass line.
Ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. Texter says, Burgum proved his rhino-ness with his last two rounds of vetoes. He is no conservative and he's barely a Republican. No thank you to Benedict Burgum as president. What are his last two vetoes? What would the last two rounds of vetoes be? Do you know?
Yeah, me, no. Oh, I'm not sure.
I don't remember. The one that I think I would like to have seen happen.
Text us back. Be specific on the.
Yeah, on which specific issues you're talking about.
I'm too busy in Minnesota watching the clown show in St. Paul. So
there was the approval voting issue. And, the argument there is local control, home rule charter. So I don't think he was vetoing that, saying that he liked approval voting. I think he was saying Fargo decided to have approval voting, and therefore you can't. And there would have been a lawsuit and a bunch of stuff from that. You know what? When it comes to approval voting, we need to get to work and not count on the legislature or a governor's signature or anything else. We need to gather enough signatures to have a vote on that thing again and have a real discussion on this. That's what we need to do. It's up to us, conservatives in Fargo. Get to work. Get the job done. It's horrible. Approval voting. It's un-American. It's ridiculous.
Oh, so bad.
And we're one of what? Three or four places that have it, including like San Francisco. It's like, come on, this is crazy.
Yeah. Well, and remember when they put it through? We found out who was behind it, where the money came from.
Yeah, remind me, there's out of state,
all out of state,
field, right?
All out west. Yes.
Carol in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Carol.
Well, Scott, I was just going to comment on the Catholic burial. We can be cremated, but they prefer the ashes be buried.
I knew that. So that would.
Okay.
I knew that part because my mom actually was she wanted to be cremated, and then we checked all the rules and everything and made sure we had that correct. What I wondered is the part about visiting a grave, and if there's no headstone, there's no memorial, then how do you visit a grave? That's what I was wondering.
Good question. But if you know where they're buried, what difference does it make?
Well, you and I
didn't have headstones in Jesus' time.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But they could make a little, pound this, a little rock and a name.
Dust.
Dust to dust, yeah.
Something biodegradable, I'm thinking.
So here I have a little note on what Catholic rules are for burial, Carol. The remains of the deceased are to be treated with the utmost respect. Come on, you two. Now, no more giggling. We're talking about burials here. It would not be acceptable to scatter the remains of the body anywhere. Okay, that's what you talked about. The remains should be placed in an appropriate container.
Correct.
And either buried in a cemetery or placed in a crypt, vault, or museum. All right.
I'm a Lutheran. We can do anything we want, really. We're good.
Museum? Oh, mausoleum. You said museum. I'm going, what?
Did I say museum? No, I meant mausoleum.
Mausoleum.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, all right, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, Carol. Appreciate it very much. All right. Other texters here. My text is being really glitchy today, Kev. Want to try if you can?
Yeah.
We'll move off of...
It was actually doing that earlier, too, our little our program thingy.
Was it being glitchy on you?
Yeah, let's see here. Yeah, Burgum won. Doug Burgum running for president would expose a lot of the positive benefits for living and working in North Dakota.
See?
If he wants to spend the money and people want to donate to his campaign, more power to them.
Thank you.
One way to advertise North Dakota. You could even promote the flag. There you go.
Hey! There you go.
You betcha, he says.
I like.
Green burials equals future zombies. Yes, exactly. You've got to have them in the tomb thing locked up. Or they're going to be crawling out everywhere.
Well, I thought you said you were cool with it.
No, I'll be cremated. I'm not, but that's a great point. Future zombies.
Yeah. Creepy.
Got one more. All I'm going to say is good luck to Poindexter Burgum. Ouch.
I don't get it.
You know what? I liked the texter prior, a couple prior there, but just about, like you said earlier, gets North Dakota on the map. It gets him put in a position to maybe have something to do with energy in the new administration, which would be great. You know, Rick Perry, guy out of Texas, was the energy secretary. I mean, Burgum would be set up wonderfully for that, for a cabinet position. I think I just think no matter what, in his heart of hearts, as long as I've known Doug, I've known him a long time before he was a governor, he just loves North Dakota. He loves his grandparents' cabin on Pelican Lake, and he loves North Dakota. That's just the guy he is. Hasn't left, hasn't gone on anything, you know. So that's the read I get off of him, from him.
Yeah, and again, if I look at the legislation he signed and became law, I have a hard time calling him anything other than conservative. Just do.
And I know he wants to get North Dakota back on. I know that with the Bakken and everything that's been going on the last couple of years.
No, exactly right.
Who doesn't want that to happen?
Any of those others you want to get to here?
No, that's all of them. I think we're caught up.
Okay. So now let's talk about the debt deal. And the Rules Committee is dealing with this right now. Here's my bottom line. This deal spends less. Think about that. When is the last time they've said, we're going to spend less this year than we did last year? Right? Do you ever remember a time like that?
No, that's a win. Yep.
So now they had to do that on the discretionary side only because they were not able to look at spending on the mandatory side because it's all off to the side. You can't touch it. But they cap how much we can spend for the next 6 years with government. I think that's pretty amazing. They also have this deal where if you're a... single person, able-bodied, not married, no kids, but you're sitting on the couch collecting welfare, there's work requirements now on that individual. You got to get a job. Something else they did. Make Congress consequences for the lack of action. 12 appropriation bills they have to pass every year and never do. And if they don't pass the appropriation bill, then it reverts back to some significant cut. So, in other words, you have the incentive in there to actually pass the bill. Because they don't do that. They kick the can down the road and they, you know, get into these mega deals where they're putting all these things together.
They put an omnibus together and they attach 11 different, you know.
So, they can't do that anymore.
Good.
Can't do that anymore. Yep.
That's amen to that. Yes, there's wins there for sure.
Yeah. So, good deal or bad deal? You tell me. 701-271-1100. You vote for this deal? Permitting reform, too, by the way. Not nothing spectacular, but at least something in the way of permitting reform. They've been unable to get that done, too. Bad news is everywhere, but there is something you can do about it. Buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. We need to stick together, now more than ever. And there's one company that's been willing to stand with you since 2012. That's Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. The folks, they use the same towers as all the major carriers, so they can bring you broad nationwide coverage. They have plans to fit any budget at Patriot Mobile, too. And their 100% U.S.-based customer support team makes everything super easy. Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations that fight for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, our veteran and first responder heroes, too. They always have special discounts for veterans and first responders and for multi-line accounts. And you get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY right now. Make the switch today. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY, PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY, or call them at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
H. A. Thompson and Sons, been one of our fine sponsors for many, many years, and we really encourage our audience to take advantage of their great services. You know, they've been at this over 100 years. Started in 1908. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana, operations in many of those places. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot, provide services all throughout the region. Free estimates, easy to have them come over and take a look. 223-3393, 223-3393, hatandsons.com. Texter says, I would request you to invite the Fargo Street Department on the program to discuss the condition of our streets. I have lived here since 1970, and they are in the worst shape I've experienced. Thank you. Don't you think that is just a brutal winter? I mean,
I think it's probably a lot of things. Yeah.
But they aren't bad. I mean, they're like, wow.
The crews are short on crews.
I was on Highway 34 this weekend going up from DL to Park Rapids.
Yep.
Heading to the lake.
Yep.
I mean, it's horrendous.
Yeah.
The condition of the roads. That's Minnesota 34, right?
Yeah.
The interstates, there's patches of the interstates that are like, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Really? So, you know, I put a lot of it on a tough winter, but I don't know what the plan is to fix it. But we love it when our listeners request guests. So thank you for that, and we will we'll do that. Hey, Scott, in the scripture, the body was carried back to their home place to be buried. Genesis 50, they lamented for seven days. Thank you for that. Lister says, there's no cap on the debt, and there's only $50 billion over 10 years in cuts. Why don't you have Dave Bratt come on here and have him explain to you, that's a terrible bill. Just ask Representative Byron Donald. Republicans don't know how to flex. There's a lot there. Who's Dave Bratt? You know who Dave Bratt is?
No.
I don't either.
I know
where Byron Donalds is. Exactly right. Here's what Kelly Armstrong says about the bill. He was on Newsmax.
He was with Carl Higbee on Frontline.
Well, I mean, we control one half of one third of government, and I think when CBO comes out tomorrow, we're going to cut spending by, I think we'll have a deficit reduction by $2.1 trillion. But I was really interested in bringing back the Trump-era NEPA reforms, the shot clocks, the one-agency permitting, and the things. Those were the things that when we talk about getting back to Trump, the Trump-era NEPA reforms, that's what we're talking about in a state that has a ton of oil and gas and also
Congressman, real quick, because a lot of people don't know what that is.
National Environment Protection Act. It's the first time we've amended it since 1982, and we gave a cause of action, and we are actually codifying what they did in the Trump administration, which is what helps us get the infrastructure in the ground. But more importantly, we did it without giving away any Green New Deal transmission issues, which is helping us push down on the IRA tax credits, because what the Democrats are figuring out pretty quick is you can finance all these wind and solar projects, but you can't plug them in anywhere. So the financing for that is already from the marketplace is starting to pressure. And you don't have to take my word for it. 2 months ago, the New York Times wrote an article about it, said, great for your little community solar project, but where are you going to plug it in?
Yeah. Well, Congressman, the other thing, too, is like, look, I'm a libertarian at heart. I think the government should be like 11 people and then a defense department. But I'm a bit more fiscally conservative than a lot of my friends, even hard-leaning Republican ones. But the issue is like, we took in almost $5 trillion. We can't figure out a way to spend only that?
Well, I think, though, when you're talking about non-discretionary spending was off the table. I mean, that didn't exist. And then when you take military, when you plus up the military, which is needed, and you plus up veterans, which is needed, you're really down out of 27% in discretionary funding. We're getting all of these. We're getting all of these. And I think the policy wins. I heard your monologue on the work requirements, but those are huge issues that will actually be hard to unwind. And we're doing it with 11% of the budget. We have to deal with non-discretionary funding. We have to. We're never going to get out of this hill. We're never going to get out of this hole if we just continue to worry about two-year elections and never tackle the fundamental problems.
Yeah, you think?
Corey Mills, Congressman Byron Donald retweeted, says the Limit Save Grow Act was a fiscally responsible and conservative bill. That's the bill the House passed, which was a very good bill. But it wasn't going to pass the Senate, and it wasn't going to get Biden's signature. So while it's a great bill, and it was brilliant strategy on the part of Republicans in the House, because they could say, we did something, that's what at least got Biden to sit down at the table and do something, but it wasn't going to work. So then goes on to say this Biden-McCarthy debt deal is not what we signed. Obviously, it's a different deal. Byron Donald says, after I heard about the debt ceiling deal, I was a no. After reading the debt ceiling deal, I'm an absolutely no. So, Republican opposition, the key now is going to be the House Rules Committee. They decide what goes to the floor, and they decide, you know, if they can't muster enough Republican votes there to get it to the floor, then they'll have to, I don't know what, start over or whatever. Here's the challenge. I think you take the best deal you can get, and that's sort of what Senator Kevin Cramer said about Kevin McCarthy. That's the best deal he could get. He got the best deal he could get, given the circumstances. And then you put some things in there like permitting reform, like the work requirements, capping spending, make sure the appropriations bills are done. You call it good, and you live to fight another day on all the rest. And get some more Republicans in Congress. That's the bottom line.
Time for a snack? Head to a PetroServe USA location near you. Salt and nut rolls, two for a dollar. Chex Mix and Bugles, 99 cents a bag. Giant sunflower seeds, 5-ounce bag, just $1.39. Old Trapper, 4-ounce bags, $5.99. Plus, Ice Mountain 1 liter is only $7.99, and the Ghost Energy drinks are $1.99. And Nestle water packs, 28-pack for $4.69. PetroServe USA, some great specials all month long. PetroServe USA.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tab fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Order.